Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for another What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in the world of business and marketing. And we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and then our longer episode at the end of the week. So hope you check that all out. So what is going on this week? Something that hasn't got enough attention, but I think it should, is some of the changes coming to email from Microsoft. Following what Gmail and Yahoo did in the last few months in terms of having more sender requirements with authentication and making sure we're doing certain things to stay in the inbox, Microsoft just announced that via their Microsoft Exchange that they are going to start to limit the number of people that you can email, meaning you're not going to be able to send to more than 2,000 different contacts, 2,000 unique contacts in a 24-hour period. Now, this impacts Microsoft Exchange users. Now you're sitting there saying, wait a minute, I don't use Microsoft Exchange. I use Microsoft Outlook. But yeah, you do. So Microsoft Exchange is actually the mail server that your Microsoft Outlook utilizes to get your mail out. So if you're using Outlook, this very likely will impact you. This is going to go into effect January 1st, 2025. And again, it's going to limit you to 2,000 unique people that you can email via your mailbox on a given day. There is going to be some ability, though, to, if you upgrade to Microsoft's Azure communications tools, you'll be able to have a higher sending threshold. But I think in the next few months, this is going to get more attention because of the zillions of people that use Outlook. So if you haven't heard about this, it's interesting, but again, won't impact until January 1st of 2025. Some other things going on out there. You know, you see all the TikTok stuff and it's going to be banned, all this stuff. I don't think it's going to happen so fast. Look, they're going to have a year. If this thing gets signed into legislation, they're going to have a year to figure themselves out. And they're not slowing down. TikTok's not slowing down. The reason I say that, and this isn't in the US yet. Right now, it's only in Australia and Canada, but I believe it's going to be coming here very shortly. TikTok has launched a new app. It is called TikTok Notes. This is a separate app from TikTok, and it is an exact copy of Instagram with the pictures and the carousels, being able to write words. It is an exact copy of Instagram. It's called TikTok Notes. So it's going to be a whole nother thing where we're going to have to understand how to do our marketing on and get, make sure our brand's there, all this stuff. Big fat pain in the butt. So TikTok Notes is coming really fast. Another interesting thing we saw this week is from LinkedIn. This week is announced that they now have a premium company page subscription. You're like, oh, I've spent more money. Yeah, that's what's going on. It's about $99 a month, and it's all about your company page on LinkedIn and stuff that you could put on your company page. You'll, of course, have your company page will get verified, and you'll be able to do some cool AI stuff on your company page. But to me, the most valuable thing about this subscription is that you're going to be able to automatically invite engaged members to follow your page. So anybody that's coming to your page and engaging with any of the content there, whether or not any of those people are connected to anybody in your organization, if you are a LinkedIn premium company page subscriber, you're going to be able to now have tools to automatically invite these people to follow your company page. And I think what we're going to see here following this is a massive explosion in people following company pages, which is great, because company pages are really powerful. So your company page follower count is going to go up astronomically if you participate in this. But again, $99 a month can be steep for some small businesses, but that's a new thing from LinkedIn, premium company page subscriptions. All right, what ridiculous stuff is going on this week? To a lot of people, this is not ridiculous, but as we all know, Taylor Swift launched her new album, and some of the data coming out of her album release is staggering. So Taylor Swift launched the Tortured Poets Department album. According to Spotify, this was the most streamed album in one single day, more than any other album ever. It was streamed 300 million times in a single day. That is wild. That is a lot of streams. Taylor Swift, regardless if you like her music or not, she is a marketer. She is phenomenal. I think the thing about her album is, you know, she has all of these, the names of her songs and the words in her songs, the lyrics, she puts these messages, these secret messages that are like disses, that are ripping on people that she's annoyed with, like Kim Kardashian or ex-boyfriends or whatever. I feel like I want to do this. I want to put in my LinkedIn post people that are annoying me, like maybe somebody in my company or whatever that's bothering me, and I'll like put in a secret message in my LinkedIn post, and then I'll see if anybody realizes I'm just really annoyed with that person. This would be amazing. I think we should all just start doing this in our lives, and everyone will just hate each other. It'll be wild. Oh my goodness. What else is going on? I am so on the lookout for new TV to watch. And you know what I'm not going to watch that's coming out this week? And I recommend nobody watches this really weird show. The second season of MILF Manor is coming back. Why is this show coming back? Why does this show exist? It needs to go away. MILF Manor is the weirdest reality show on TV, okay? What you have is these eight single women who are basically between the ages of like 40 and 60, and everybody lives in this villa in Mexico, and they're trying to pursue these romantic relationships with these eight single guys. You're like, okay, that's not so bad. Now, all the guys are younger, decades younger than the women who are 40 to 60 years old. But here's the twist, which makes me want to throw up, okay? All the men are the sons of the women. Now, obviously, the mom's not going to date their son, but all the moms date the other women's sons that are there. And that's why they call it MILF Manor. It's gross. It's terrible. It needs to go away. You should not watch this. And that's what I have to say about that. Anyway, I think, what do I think? Nothing. I hope you check out the Ask Us Anything later this week. I hope you check out the longer episode at the end of the week. I really appreciate you being here. Thanks for checking it out. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.